You ever heard it said that we live in the most advanced society in human history, but somehow half of us can't afford rent, can't see a doctor, and think meal prep means choosing which bill not to pay so we can buy groceries? Welcome to Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs, brought to you by Late Stage Capitalism. We're the only thing self-actualizing is corporate profits, and everyone else is just trying not to scream in public. So let's talk about modern society and how it has failed spectacularly. At level one of Maslow's pyramid, the base, the part with things like food and shelter and not dying. So, if you're unfamiliar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it's a psychological theory that explains human motivations as a five-level pyramid. And at the base are physiological needs, things like food, water, sleep, and shelter. The absolute essentials. If those aren't met, nothing else really matters. Next is safety. Having a stable home, access to healthcare, financial security, and protection from harm. Then next comes love and belonging, relationships, friendships, community. Above that is esteem, feeling respected, competent, and valued. And then at the top is self-actualization, the drive to fulfill your potential, create, and live with purpose. So the idea is pretty simple. You can't focus on becoming your best self if you're too busy trying to survive. And right now, a lot of people can't even get past level one. Many of us are nonetheless trying to accomplish things higher up the pyramid without having established the essential needs at the bottom. And this is resulting in a great deal of suffering in our modern lives. All right, so let's start with housing. We have more empty homes than homeless people, but we still have record homelessness. You'd think this was a math problem, but it's not. It's an empathy problem. It's a system problem. It's a we've decided property is more important than people problem. So some cities have criminalized sleeping in your car. Others will fine you for feeding the homeless. What a compassionate society. We can't house them, we can't feed them, but we can make sure they're legally prohibited from surviving in public. Now, food insecurity. In the richest country on earth, over 10% of households experience food insecurity every year. Millions of people standing in line at food banks while the billionaires who own 17 different homes decide whether to install a 24-karat gold toilet or an emotional support yacht. I myself have used food banks. I myself have been briefly homeless and lived in my car years ago when I had a car. All right, so healthcare, that's not a human right, apparently. That's a roulette wheel with a copay. If you break your arm, you better hope it's your non-dominant one, because you'll need the other one to swipe your credit card while you're bleeding. And these days, as many of you know, we have GoFundMe pages standing in for a functioning healthcare system. Think about that. Our society's plan for medical emergencies is crowdfunding. The same platform people use to finance potato salad and ironic vacations is now the default for surviving cancer. And how about water? Let's talk about water for a second. So in Jackson, Mississippi, they didn't have drinkable water for weeks. Flint still has trust issues and lead in their water. Meanwhile, Nestle bottles millions of gallons from public sources and then sells it back to us. We've monetized existence. In a sane society, these would be red alert emergencies. In ours, it's just another day. So, after food, water, and shelter, Maslow says we need safety. Physical safety, financial safety, medical safety. Hilarious. Safety in this economy? The average person is one missed paycheck away from Googling how to fake your own death. Rent has doubled, but wages haven't budged since Blockbuster was still a thing. Gig workers, independent contractors, are told they're entrepreneurs, but most of them can't afford brakes on their car, let alone health insurance. Safety? Try calling 911 in some neighborhoods and waiting 40 minutes while a dispatcher checks to see if you live in a zip code worth saving. And financial stability? That's a cruel joke now. You can have a full-time job and still not afford groceries without side hustling your soul into oblivion. If you're not monetizing your hobbies, your sleep schedule, your personality, or your trauma, are you even participating in the economy anymore? We've turned human beings into productivity units. And mental health? Therapists are either booked solid or cost more than your car payment. Insurance doesn't cover the good ones, but they'll cover pills. As long as you're okay with the side effects being possibly death and may cause complete emotional flatlining. So the reality is, we are the most medicated, most anxious, most disconnected generation in modern history, because we're trying to function in a system that's structurally indifferent to our survival. We don't need better coping strategies. We need a better system. All right, so Maslow's third level, love and belonging. All right, sure. After you're done skipping meals to pay your rent, you should definitely be emotionally available and dating. Sounds healthy. But let's be real. Community is crumbling. Friendships are now maintained via memes and shared exhaustion. People are more isolated than ever. And dating? Dating is like applying for a job where everyone has commitment issues and ghosting is considered conflict resolution. We were promised connection, but all we got was apps, algorithms, and a crippling fear of vulnerability. I would say people, by and large, are lonelier, sadder, and more atomized than ever. We stare into the blue light abyss, hoping someone will message us first. And if they do, we immediately start strategizing how not to seem like we care too much, or worse, have needs. We live in an era of hypercommunication and zero intimacy. All right, so you want to talk about self-esteem in a culture that rewards narcissism and punishes self-respect? Where success is defined by how much you can monetize yourself, your body, your trauma, your attention span. We cheer for mental breakdowns as long as they're live streamed in 4K. And it seems like these days people are burning out by the time they're in their 30s. They've got imposter syndrome, student debt, and a deep existential dread. But hey, at least they've optimized their morning routine. Maslow says the top of the pyramid is self-actualization, becoming your best self, fulfilling your potential. How exactly are we supposed to fulfill our potential when we're working 60 hours a week just to survive? When the dream is now just not having a panic attack while you're scrolling on Zillow. Self-actualization in 2025 is managing to exist without screaming into a pillow before noon. So here's the real joke. Maslow didn't lie. Not exactly. But society sure did. We built a world that claims to help us climb the pyramid, but in reality, it digs a hole under it and sells us the ladder. Let that sink in. Our society isn't broken. It was built this way. To keep the base of the pyramid crowded and shaky because desperate people are easier to control. easier to sell to, easier to exploit. You're not failing. You're functioning in a failing structure. And that's the secret. You're functioning in a failing structure. You are not the problem. The world you were forced to adapt to is. All right, so because I don't like to beat you over the head with doom and gloom, it's not my objective here, I do like to propose solutions in a lot of my videos. And so I'll give you a couple here, a couple of my thoughts. So I would say, number one, try to reclaim the basics. Grow some food, share that food, learn a skill that helps people survive, not just scroll. Cook for each other. Start or join community gardens. Feed your neighbors like a real stoic would. Number two, refuse the hustle. You are not a brand. You are not a content strategy. You don't need to monetize your entire identity. It's okay to exist unproductively. Number three, build some kind of micro community, online or in person. Weirdos helping weirdos. Find your tribe, emotionally literate, existentially exhausted people. Make soup. Talk about the void. Hug it out. Just connect somehow. Number four, rage constructively. Vote like your rent depends on it. Call out the absurdity. Don't normalize dysfunction. Make noise. Be that person if you can. That would be the annoying one with facts and feelings. Number five, touch grass. Literally, nature doesn't care about capitalism. It's the only place left where you don't owe anyone anything. And, you know, being in nature, I mean, for me personally, it's the best therapy I've ever had. So if you have access to it, and I know not everybody does, but if you do, just make yourself get out there when you can. You don't have to fix the whole system. You just have to stop pretending that it isn't broken. And that, my friends, is the beginning of real sanity. And maybe our actual path up the pyramid. But, you know, sideways, like a crab, because that's how we move now. So Maslow may have drawn a nice pyramid, but he didn't plan for billionaires hoarding the scaffolding. We're out here trying to build a life on a base that's crumbling. And people keep asking why we're not meditating more. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, I believe in meditation. It's just that, again, hard to do something like that when you don't have your basic needs met. So, shut off the productivity podcast. Put down the grindset garbage. and instead do something wildly subversive. Take a deep breath. Help someone. Eat a warm meal. Touch some damn grass. And remember, if you're still here, still trying, still thinking, it means you're doing better than the system ever expected you to. Congratulations, you've reached level 1. Thanks for watching.